Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Do you remember the debate we had yesterday about how many holes a straw has?
Yes. It was one of many, questions that people argue with each other about online, yeah.
And you said according to science, it's supposed to be one hole, correct?
I think.
And, 60% of people said it was one, and 30% said it was two, and then who knows what the other 10% are out there doing, picking their nose. I don't know. So, I had a friend text me yesterday. The straw has no holes.
No.
And so I sent her a GIF of Donna from Parks and Rec going, excuse me? Mm-hmm. And she goes, the straw is just a rectangle that the outer long edges have been rolled to meet each other. Since you didn't add any holes to make the straw, if you lay the shape out flat, no holes.
Bruh. What?
No, the math isn't mathing.
Mm-hmm. And I go, I sent the mind-blowing GIF, and she goes, did I read a book about fractal geometry? Maybe, even understood some of it.
No, just don't bring that kind of smartness here. Just don't.
It's just not necessary.
Yeah, we're not attracted to that.
Yo, Emery, does she have a point?
Yes and no.
Can you do that again?
Okay.
One more game.
Okay, again. So the straw has no holes. The straw is just a rectangle, and they rolled it up to make the straw. Therefore, since you did not add any holes to make the straw, it has no holes.
I'm confused with the straw as a rectangle.
Oh, so think of it like a flat piece of paper.
Yeah,
and when it gets created, it rolls up like that.
Yeah.
So you're not actually manually adding the holes. They just appear when you roll it in a cylinder. But the problem is a hole's definition is a hollow place within a physical structure, not you don't have to add it. So she's correct in that no holes were added and it was the rectangle that became it. But by virtue, a hole was created. You just didn't have to manually insert it.
Yeah, I don't know who friend that is now, but hey, go up against Cassie.
Yeah, I'm probably wrong. I'm very impressed.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
My brain hurts now.
I know, right?
I know if I can do it. All right, the Golden Bachelor might not be so golden. So this year's Golden Bachelor's name is Gary Turner. He's a sweet little 72-year-old man that people have loved watching on ABC's The Golden Bachelor. He's the first of its kind. Well, when he became the Golden Bachelor, when he was interviewed about his past relationships, he said, I was married for 43 years and I haven't dated in 45. Well, a new story from The Hollywood Reporter is starting to dispute those facts. Women are coming out and saying that he has had several girlfriends since the death of his wife, including one that he lived with for over a year and a half.
The Hollywood Reporter has come to learn of inconsistencies with this narrative after speaking with one woman who preferred to have her identity protected and who claimed to have recently dated our Golden Bachelor. The woman would go on to have a nearly 3-year relationship with Turner beginning a month after his wife's death.
Well, that changes things.
A month?
Wow.
A month.
That changes things.
Yeah, that to me, if my grandpa moved on a month after my grandmother died, I would have questions.
Yeah.
Well, they do move fast the older they get because
you're going to die soon.
Exactly.
Yeah, you ain't got as much time.
Four weeks, though?
Yeah, that's
you, you might have five.
He was probably sick of her ass for 25 years.
But she was gone, and he was
time to celebrate.
But wait, if I remember correctly, when we first heard of The Golden Bachelor and we were learning about, is it Gary or Jerry?
It's Gary.
When we were first learning about Gary, didn't he have a photo of his wife in the closet and spoke to her, said good morning to her every day and spoke to her?
Yeah, it's the first time he talked to her in 10 years.
He had to wipe the dust off of it. He's like, sorry, Sharon was living here over a year ago. But apparently the breakup between him and this woman was really messy.
The woman says Turner convinced her to move in with him and to quit her job, but problems quickly arose. She was packing for Gary's high school reunion when she recalls him pointing to her body. She'd put on 10 pounds from stress. He said, "I'm not taking you to the reunion looking like that." Ooh. The disinvitation led to the breakup. In the end, she says he refused to allow the woman to stay any longer in their love nest, despite her suffering a foot injury in the final week of her stay.
Mm. Oh, Gary.
Oh, Gary, oh, you dog.
Oh, Gary.
I just want to know why bring all this up? Like, if you're going to bring it up in the beginning, you know, smear his name if you really feel the need to because you felt wrong by this guy, which if all of this is true, I understand why you would want to do that. But the finale, I think, is tonight. Why wait
this
long? The
finale's tonight. I wonder if the producers had anything to do with this.
The math is mathy.
Yep. Does the Golden Bachelor get good ratings?
People I know have really been enjoying it.
Hit 9 million viewers.
But this is a very, to me, classic like Bachelor, Bachelorette, Golden Bachelor move that they've had this woman and like they might even be compensating her for her story and now they're leaking and releasing this the night of the finale to garner more interest.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because now that you bring that up, I think they did the same thing with Hannah Brown season a couple years ago where that People magazine article about her now ex-fiance's girlfriend, she did that whole expose, I think, the week of the finale in People magazine. So, those producers, they're a sneaky bunch. Mm-hmm.
Why can't I ever remember the name of that series that was written by a reality TV show, like a Bachelor producer? Unreal. It is so good, and it gives you so many great peeks on what it's really like behind the scenes on these reality TV dating shows.
Yeah, and it's damn entertaining. All right, Chelsea Handler is defending our girl, Dolly Parton. So, of course, at the halftime show for the Dallas Cowboys versus Washington Commanders game on Thanksgiving, she came out in a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader outfit looking smoking at the ripe age of 77. And naturally, of course, there's haters on the internet and people were complaining that Dolly wasn't acting her age. And Chelsea Handler decided to hand it to him.
Nope. Don't have it.
Someone's got to answer for this.
Well, here's what I don't get. Like, I saw no hate towards Dolly Parton. If anybody was complaining about it, it had to have been like just a few. Because what I saw trending was nothing but love and positivity for Dolly out there, like doing the damn thing.
I saw a few, but it was a sliver, not even worth addressing. But when you're looking for content, like Chelsea has to, it makes for a good video. But yeah, most 99.9%, I think people are like, damn.
I know she looked incredible. I mean, if I look half as good as her tomorrow, I will be doing just great, and maybe I can actually land myself a nice little boyfriend. We'll see. But Chelsea also rattled off all of the charitable things that Dolly has done. Like, not only does she look incredible at the age of 77, but she's also done so much for the world. Shut up and let her live.
Thanks.
All right, for more stories, head to thebertshow.com. Click eBuzz.
Hey, The Bert Show.